What up, Kayleen? How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
I'm doing freaking awesome. We're here with first episode of the new podcast. Tell the people what it is.
This podcast fits your macros.
This will be a podcast that kind of covers a lot of nutrition, and just like fitting your macros, it'll be about 80-20, 80% nutrition, food, gut, all that good stuff, and then 20% miscellaneous things that we just decide to talk about. So yeah.
Yeah. I'm really excited about it. I think it's going to be, you know, good podcast for everybody to listen to. I mean, there's definitely going to be some random stuff in here too. It's not going to be boring. Our goal is to make this entertaining, but also give you, you know, a dose of knowledge, something you can take with you that's going to help you in some way with whatever goal you got going. So we got a whole bunch of stuff we're going to talk about today regarding macros. But Kayleen, tell the people a little bit more about your experience, you know, in the fitness game, what you've been doing, coaching, all that kind of stuff.
Sure. Okay. So like, let's like preface from like way back in the day, like growing up. Bless my parents, but oh my heavens, like I think about the things that I ate on a daily basis and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. So like, really, I swear it's bad. Like even still to this day, like I need to train my parents on like proper nutrition. But anyway, that was a whole different time.
Let's pause for a sec. Tell us one of the things then, just like one of the craziest things you used to eat back then.
Oh man, like just the amount of mac and cheese we probably went through as a family. There were six kids in our house.
Dang.
So yeah, like, I mean, I think we'd usually do about 2 to 3 boxes like when we do it. And like, yeah, it was a lot. It's like just, we'll get into it, I'm sure, in a very much later episode, but like picky eater to the max because I ate like chicken nuggets and, mac and cheese like my whole life. So peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for lunch every single day of my life. Brad still makes fun of me about that. Brad, my husband, if you haven't met him, he's awesome. But yeah, like I ate a peanut butter and jelly sandwich like every day of my life from probably the years, gosh, let's see, I like my whole life, let's just say that. But anyway, so I'm digressing. So basically, I have grown up my entire life without like a true understanding of nutrition, what you quote unquote should and shouldn't be eating, which, you know, is, we'll get into that too later, but not balanced, not eating a whole lot of whole nutritious foods in my life. So then I kind of started getting into the fitness aspect of this, started with group fitness. And then, you know, did that for a while, then put on my big girl pants and went to the big girl gym and got, you know, some BS jumpstart 7-day nutrition from an influencer.
I didn't even know that. That's cool.
Yeah, that's how I started in the weights, you know, doing a cookie cutter plan with cookie cutter nutrition. And I wish I could find this damn PDF because I don't know. I was not eating a lot of things. It was probably just great. Oh, top-notch stuff. The best thing that $15 can buy you, you know?
It was the top of the line.
So, you know, a lot of chicken, rice, broccoli. So it's like I went from eating, like, just straight junk to, like, just not eating anything in a flexible manner. And then, of course, you know, I found Team Flex, invested in myself, got, you know, a personalized training and nutrition.
Yep.
And long story short, we're here today. I have an intense passion to help people from all walks of life find the balance in their life of being healthy, being a good example for the kids, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah. And, you know, obviously we started training and we were doing competitions, all that. And now you're coaching, right? You're coaching for Team Flex. So that's awesome. So anybody out there, you know, some of your clients are probably listening right now. So shout out to you.
I hope. I hope. You're out
there, right? Oh, they better be. Otherwise, they're getting extra reps on Monday.
It's going to be put in their plan. Listen to podcast.
Yeah, schedule it on check-in day. Okay? Yes, it's mandatory listening.
Yes.
All right, that's cool. So, yeah, and also this podcast was really, you know, sort of your idea, right, for the most part. So what did we make this podcast for in the first place? Like, what can people expect to get out of this as we go through the episode today and as we continue on more episodes in the future?
I really want to help, you know, the everyday person find their balance with nutrition, with working out, with life in general. You know, I am a mother. I work like full time. I've got lots of things going on, but like, I want to help people discover that, like, you know, fitness doesn't have to be all or nothing. You can find the balance and just, you know, help change lives like that. Like, literally, my heart just explodes every single day that I do this job. It's ridiculous. Just getting those messages like, oh, you know, like, just, oh, non-scale victories are like my favorite things ever. Like, if you don't know what a non-scale victory is, it's a victory along your like health and wellness track that has nothing to do with a number on a scale. And so like almost every day I get them, and like, I literally, like, my heart just explodes. And so, yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. You've been killing the game with your clients. You know, you're advancing as a trainer all the time, getting better and better at, you know, coaching in every way. And so this is kind of a way for me and Kayleen to come together here, connect with you guys on a podcast where you can get some of this information, some of this knowledge and stuff you can apply, you know, as you hear it, as you get it. And, you know, so first couple episodes may be a little bit, you know, kind of the fundamentals of the things that we're going to talk about. But as this program or podcast, I guess you could say, goes on, you know, we are going to dive more and more into specific topics that get pretty damn in depth. So definitely something you guys want to make sure you're tuned into and subscribe to and following. All right. So
yeah. And just following up with that, I do have a degree in biochemistry, so I'd love to break down a little bit of that too later down on, you know, because, you know, whew, science is awesome.
Yeah, you are the scientist. That is the truth. It is. Yeah. Everything is science with Kaylee and everybody. So get ready.
Lots of spreadsheets too.
But I'll make sure she doesn't, you know, I'll make sure she doesn't get too analytical and too boring though.
Yeah, I won't. See, I want to just break it down for, you know, average person.
Yes. It's going to be good. All right. So with that in mind then, Kaylee, what are we talking about today? Like, what's our first go here?
We are going back to the basics, you know, episode one. We don't want to leave anybody behind. So we are going to be talking about macros, which, you know, the common joke is not short for macaroni and cheese, which I grew up with, as we all know. So, yeah, we're just going to talk about macros. So should we just get right into it?
Yeah, and quick, anybody out there, quick disclaimer, even if you have been tracking for years, you'll still get something out of today's episode, you know, guaranteed. Doesn't matter if you're a beginner, you know, you've done this forever, whatever, we're going to cover all the bases here. So don't tune out if you're like, oh, I already know how to do macros. Trust me, there are going to be some gems in here, some diamonds that you're going to take home with you and be able to get further. So let's dive first in then, Kayleen, with what is a macro anyway, right? We hear about all these different types of dieting, flexible dieting, if it fits your macros, you know, macro tracking, all these different food tracking apps. I mean, but let's back it up. What is macros? What is it?
So macros are basically what calories are made of. So you hear a lot, you know, years ago, everybody was tracking calories. Well, I think a lot of us have come to know that, like, not all calories are created equal. So what we started to look at was the macros. And basically, there are three major macronutrients: the carbs, the proteins, and the fats. And they all do something differently within the body. So it's important that we're getting the right amount of each.
Yep, correct. And so why do we even, you know, track these things in the first place, right? I mean, people get the whole calorie idea, they get the kind of macro idea, but they want to know why it's important. You know, you hear all the time clients or even just people you see on the internet talking about nutrition saying, like, why even go to all that, you know, effort? How, that's too much time, it takes too much effort. But, like, why is it important to even dive into the actual tracking these macros in the first place?
Oh, man. Well, like, just tracking in general, first of all, if you're not tracking anything at all, that's a slippery darn slope. If you're eyeballing, that's a whole nother story. But, like, making sure your body has the proper amounts, depending on, like, what phase you're in. If you're building versus cutting, you're going to want your macros to look completely different. And, yeah, you can not, I guess, focus on nutrition and try to kill yourself at the gym, but you just basically be spinning your wheels and only be working at about like 50% effort, because like nutrition is so, so integral in this process.
Yeah, for any goal you got, you know, it's important to have the nutrition that matches, and that's something we hammer all the time at Team Flex. But, you know, in general, people don't understand that. And I think, you know, in some ways we're getting more further along the path of everybody out there getting a better idea that, you know, you got to actually pay attention to what you eat. You got to actually pay attention to the calories and the macros and the foods you're doing if you want results, if you want goals. You know, otherwise you do end up in the spot where you're just like spinning your wheels. You're not making any progress. You're not wandering. And a lot of times, even, you know, when we encounter clients and maybe they're doing their check-ins and we're not seeing, you know, the things that we want to see necessarily, I would say 95% of the time, like if you have a weight loss goal and you're not losing weight, you know, if you have a muscle building goal, you're not building muscle. 95% of the time, if we're seeing that, it's because the macros aren't there. Like they're not tracking right. Or, you know, they had a few days that were good and they went off, did too little, too much, you know. So macros do become a very, very important part of any fitness goal. I mean, literally, if you're trying to get a result, then you literally, if you're trying to get a result, then you do want to have all the metrics on time. It takes too long. It really doesn't once you get it down to an art. I mean, it's not like the old days. Like, I remember when I started tracking macros, like, you know, figuring this whole thing out some time back. Like, I don't really know when it was, but
you're
I remember
not that old though.
I know. It always sounds like that. Just shit, kidding. But whatever. But like, they didn't have a bunch of apps doing that shit at the time. You know what I mean? So I would hop on there and like, I'd have like a yellow notepad and I'd be looking at all these food labels like, oh, there's 19 carbs here. Write it down. There's this here. And then I have to add, you know, like, that took a long time, and even then it didn't take that long, you know, because I had goals, I had things I was trying to do, and if you want to see results, that's what you got to do. And I mean, today, what are some of the ways that we can even start with macros, you know, like right out the gate, before we dive into everything about what macros are and all that, like, what are some of the ways that now in today's world, is it simplified?
Oh, I always tell someone who is, like, before they even start a program, I like them to just download MyFitnessPal and just start logging what they're eating for a couple days, like just without even a program. And it's eye-opening to so many people how much most of the population is overeating on what they should be doing for like fats and carbs, and their protein is way low.
Right. Yeah, it's so important to actually get the tracking done, right? And that's also like a door-opening factor. For anybody who's never done this, you know, it seems intimidating in the beginning, but you just start, and it's so simplified, you know, as far as how you can do it in the apps. Like, you can scan foods in, you can do all kinds of things now, so.
Oh, it's so easy. And, well, like, yes, at first it's kind of a pain in the butt, maybe, but, like, it starts to get intuitive, too, but we'll talk about that later, I feel
Yeah. So we got to kind of cover what the macros are now. We're talking about proteins, carbs, fats, really. That's what we're talking about. So when it comes to, you know, breaking these things down, what we really are talking about is that, you know, you're not really finding foods most of the time that are 100% just one macro, okay? There are select ones that are pretty close to that, but most of the time, any food, you know, the normal person's going to be eating is going to contain all three macros to some degree, probably, right? So there's a certain amount of fat, certain amount of protein, certain amount of carbs. Like, let's talk about pizza, right?
Pizza. My favorite.
I mean, we couldn't have a podcast about macros without talking about flexible foods, too.
A little, like, background here. I work in a pizza place. Actually, that is where I met my husband, Brad. We were both, like, young, little 15, 16-year-olds working at Barra's Pizza, shout out. So crazy. I ate a lot of pizza back in my days before I learned about macros too. Literally probably like 3 slices a day with a big old cup of ranch, because that's the only way to eat pizza. But anyway, go on. Sorry.
Yeah. So adding fat onto fat right there, right?
Let's that's get the some only ranch. Way to do it. Anybody
not
else?
Not enough fat in this pizza dressing? Yet.
It's so bad. Thank God Bold House Ranch came into my life. Anyway, I digress. Yeah,
I think I ate that pizza place too with you guys once after a show,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah. Did take you there.
Yeah, and let me tell you guys, anyone listening, this pizza was some dense pizza, something I've never seen before. It literally was like 3 inches of crust within like probably like a mountain of cheese that was debatably getting to Everest. I don't know. But yeah, a lot of stuff. But anyway, right? So back to the point. Pizza contains, you know, a little bit of all these macros, right? Pizza's very high in fat, very high in carbs, got a little protein though too. So depending on the foods that you're making choices with, you're going to be getting all kinds of these macros. And really what happens is, you know, you start eating these different foods, you start tracking things, you have your macro goal, and now you're seeing how these foods fit in. So the thing that I like about macros the most, like right out the gate for anybody who's never done it, or even some of you experienced, quote unquote, experienced people out there, is that, you know, as soon as you start tracking, you start to actually learn about food. You start to learn what these choices are actually making. And it's not to say that you have to live your entire life tracking every little thing or every grain of rice. And like we talk about this all the time, and we will probably get into that today. But it is good to, you know, have an intuitive idea behind, whoa, okay, I'm out here, I'm at a restaurant, I'm on the road, I'm traveling or whatever. You know, what can I eat that's going to fit into my actual goals? Because at the end of the day, reality comes down to, if you have a goal that you want to see in the gym, right? You want to lose weight, you want to build muscle, whatever you're trying to do, burn body fat. It's not going to happen at the, you know, the best capacity it could or the fastest pace or any of that if you're not paying attention to nutrition. So, you know, what are some ideas you have, Kayleen, that come down to macros when you're starting somebody out? How can you help them get, you know, simple, easy, right in the gate, get things started, get things going without feeling, you know, too stressed or too overwhelmed with the process?
Oh, yeah. So, you know, after they track their food for a little bit, like, first of all, that will get their feet wet with tracking. So that way when we're going it for it, like, hardcore, then they know. But, like, I always tell them, even like if they start up for a program, I'm like, I don't expect for you to be 100% with this on day one. It's going to be a process because, you know, it is overwhelming. So, you know, we'll kind of look. I love the app because it has the diary sharing. So after they're tracking the food, I can go in there and I can see, you know, and look at their stuff and say, okay, hey, you know, you're having 3 Pop-Tarts for breakfast. That's going to be a lot of carbs. There might be better ways to spend these and, you know, right, give them a little bit better options. But, oh, the app is so great for that, by the way. But, like, it's like after doing it for a while, I would say, like, you become woke. There's always this time, like, before you did macros where you had, like, no idea what's in something. But, like, after you do it, you definitely become more intuitive and you, like, look at something and you're like, oh, this probably is majority this and not so much this or this. So, yes. So going back to the original question, like making just little suggestions here and there while still keeping like, okay, maybe you're having 3 Pop-Tarts for breakfast. Maybe we can take that down to 1 Pop-Tart and maybe add some protein in there to keep the satiety because, you know, 3 Pop-Tarts, you're going to burn through that real quick as far as energy goes. But things like that, like a Pop-Tart, it's so tiny. I don't know who knows this. I don't know who needs to know this, but like 2 Pop-Tarts are like 70 grams of carbs.
Right.
It's an outrage.
That's a lot.
But going back to my childhood, ask me how many days I had Pop-Tarts on a side of a bowl of cereal for breakfast, but I digress.
Right. Yeah, so it's crazy, right? So you're a great example of that too. Like, you've had a lot of food awareness. I even remember when I started coaching you, you know, you're pretty damn on the flexible side of flexible, okay?
I was very,
like,
flexible.
You were on the Nutella train, right? Like, all as much as you could get in there, mm-hmm. you were getting, right? And so, mm-hmm. you know, even since that time, you've come a long way, which is good. And I mean, obviously, you still got progress and everything back then even too, right? So it's not to say that that kind of stuff doesn't work. And that's also something I want to make sure the audience knows too, you know, as you're listening. Macro tracking and stuff, it can seem like, oh, that's not the way to live, right? That's so rigid. That's so difficult. That's so stressful. It's so, you know, I don't want to have like a disorder with my tracking, my food eating. But the truth is, no, that's not at all what this is. You don't have to eat, you know, asparagus and tilapia 6 times a day and put it into a little app. We're talking about the fact that when you track macros, when you go about the actual idea of flexible dieting or flexible dieting, if you will, like, we're talking about the fact that you can make food choices. You can find the balance between, you know, eating what you want to eat, what you want to fit into your goals, and also eating eating like a fucking adult. Like, this is what I always say, right? I always tell my clients that. I'm like, they're like, hey, what's the food breakdown? I'm like, hey, you know what? You're an adult person. I know you understand, you know, for the most part, macaroni and cheese, for example, for breakfast or something with a side of Pop-Tarts and then a spoon of Nutella from Kayleen. It ain't going to be good. That's not the way to, I mean, you're eating like a four-year-old, right? Like, really. So yeah. what's the breakdown between, you know, what do we suggest, Kayleen? What do we suggest when we do macro plans? You know, what's the breakdown that we talk about the percentage wise?
So just like I mentioned earlier, it's about 80-20. I kind of hinted at it earlier. You want 80% of your foods to be more of the quote unquote whole, clean. I know we don't like to say that, but, you know, unprocessed type of foods.
Right.
And 20% of them to be, like, for example, last week I bought the Olympic Oreos. I don't know who needs to hear this, but they're delicious. I bought them because they look nasty, but because they had like popping candy in them and they had red, white, and blue cream. Seriously, guys, I bought them because I was like, there's no way I'm going to like these. I'll have one and that'll be it. And then I was like, son of a bitch, these are good. So last week I made sure to allot my, because let's be real, Oreos are fucking fatty too, those sons of bitches.
Yeah, they get you.
So 7 grams of fat for two cookies. But you know what? It was worth it. And but highly recommended. Yeah, right? Yeah.
You could eat
it. I ate it and I did not feel deprived of anything else because like the rest of my food for the day was all like really satisfying food. And that has been a journey that I can't wait to talk about because I've come a long way, but that's another episode.
right. And, you know, the truth is, too, is you have very, you know, on the side of fitness goals, very extreme kind of fitness goals compared to most people, right? Like you're a bikini competitor, you know, we're always trying to figure out how to improve your physique in the craziest ways for a very specific goal. And if we think about the general population, I mean, you're probably in like, I don't even know, it's got to be less than 1% of people that even do bodybuilding ever, right? So, you know, for the average everyday person, what I'm saying is if you got a gym goal, you know, you want to build muscle, you want to lose weight, you're doing all these things. If Kayleen can fit these damn Oreos in the diet, you know, all these other things, you better believe that you're going to be able to and still get results. I mean, and the truth is, Kayleen's constantly still getting results, even with the flexible foods, even with the super flexible foods, even with the super flexible foods she was doing back in the day.
Sometimes I think about that.
Yeah, no doubt. And it's come a long way. So, you know, it's exciting to, you know, hear that. And it's also important to understand that it's not about being so crazy and being so rigid, right? And so if people can fit these foods into their diet, what becomes the most important thing? You know, what I always say is, you know, the classic idea behind dieting used to be this big cheat day thing, right? It used to be like, oh, yeah, so you go real hard, chicken and asparagus, tilapia, and, you know, I don't know, salad. I don't know what you...
Oh, gosh, I would eat, like, salsa chicken on top of a 50-50 blend every single day of my life. But then, like, be dreaming about the bender I was going to go on that weekend.
Right.
When I was
on
so, that,
yeah,
like,
you actually used to do that, right?
Oh, my gosh. 100%. Like, literally all I could think about while I was at work was, like, where I was going to eat that weekend. And it was so unhealthy.
Yeah. And, you know, that's been the classic approach to dieting forever. It was always like cheat day. It's the biggest cheat day. You know, do good for 4 days, 5 days, and then cheat day comes. And literally, like, you know, people talk about macros and they say, oh, it's too rigid. It's not healthy to pay that much attention to your food and track it and do all that. You know, you hear these kind of ideas. Everybody thinks they should just be intuitive and be able to eat freely and do whatever. But there are also the people that are like, okay, I had a salad today. I'm having cheat day tomorrow. And the problem becomes then you have two extremes of dieting. That's far, far worse for you, you know, mentally and physically and as just a human organism to have these two extremes where now you're so extreme on this quote unquote healthy side, right? Like I've called it a healthy eating disorder before where people only think they can eat chicken breast and they can only eat this, you know, one spear of asparagus with this, you know, three kernels of brown rice and call it a meal.
That was but me like, Monday through Friday.
Yeah, exactly. And then on the weekend, they eat 10,000 calories of pizza and gummy worms and, you know, their favorite sodas or too many beers or whatever it is that they were thinking about. But the truth is flexible dieting and macro tracking and the way that we talk about it and the way we preach it means that guess what? You can fit in these kind of foods and find that balance daily. And so that's what we're talking about with this 80-20. What are some examples that you've done, Kayleen, or you have clients do of like how do they fit their foods in to make this the most consistent process for them?
Oh, definitely planning ahead helps. So like if you know you're going to go out to a certain restaurant or whatever, it's date night, you want to pre-plan this. So I like to tell people, thanks to your advice, you can, in MyFitnessPal, which I didn't know this, swipe to tomorrow, in theory, the tomorrow. So say, today is Wednesday. You got it. You got what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. And you can pre-plan what you're going to eat for the day and then add, you know, so many restaurants are on MyFitnessPal these days. Add your meal in and then you stick to that plan for the day. You go out, you eat, you enjoy, and you're still hitting your goals and you're not feeling deprived at all. Oh, it's such a relief. Like, and that's even, that's probably like the biggest thing that I love about flexible dieting is just like that, along with like when I would go on my weekend benders, I would like stuff myself to capacity at those things. But it's like now, since I eat like responsibly throughout the week and fit in these little treats here, I have 100% gotten to the point where I can like box up half of my meal and be like, you know what, I'm good. Like that was enough for me. And that's like a huge growth thing on my behalf. But anyway, planning ahead, because I tell you what, if you do not plan ahead, you're going to fail. And that's the sad truth. But like the more prepared you go into a situation, the better the outcome will be.
Absolutely. Totally agree. And, you know, like I used to travel everywhere. I was like on planes every other day, it seemed like, for years of my life. Now I finally pulled that back a bit. But, you know, I was tracking macros, doing all that the entire time. And like I wasn't eating a single meal that I made anywhere. You know, I was on the road eating whatever mm-hmm. I could find in airports or at restaurants or whatever. And the truth is once you start doing this tracking, it's like it's totally freedom to actually be able to do that. You know, imagine the classic thing, you know, forever and still to this day people have two schools of, you know, debate and thought behind macros versus meal plans and things like that. But imagine trying to go somewhere, do something, or take a vacation or do all this, you know, while you're on this rigid meal plan that doesn't allow any flexibility. I mean, you know, for one, meal plans are not, I never think meal plans are the best way to go about any type of goal with your health and fitness goal. I think they're very short term. I don't think they have, you know, the ability to scale. And the worst part is they don't teach you anything, right? You just mm-hmm. become a robot that says, oh, here's the meal, here's the egg whites, here's the oatmeal, let me eat this. And you don't know why you're doing what you're doing, which then just makes you need to jump from meal plan to meal plan. Not to mention there's no variety. It makes it a lot harder for you to be consistent in the long term. And, you know, anybody can do anything with short-term success. I mean, anything you start doing is going to be better than nothing. But when you start doing the macros, they're better because they have the ability to be flexible. They have that ability, you know, to be consistent. And the more consistent that you can be with your nutrition, your training and all of that, then all of a sudden you have a new lifestyle, right? And now you are the person that lost the weight you wanted to lose. You are the person that built the muscle. You know, you're doing what you want to do, but you also have the ability to live your life, which is very mm-hmm. important. And obviously one of the reasons we even started this podcast. So why, Kayleen, why is balance so important?
Oh my gosh. If you can find something that like balances your life, that doesn't feel like you're sacrificing anything, you're going to stick to it. Like that's like the most important thing, because you know, I have, you know, sometimes I'll have clients come to me, and in fact the other day one of them came to me and was like, hey, you know, I just saw an article about this lower carb thing. And I was like, well, yeah, I mean, we can try it, but can you see yourself sticking to it? Like, if you can find something that works for you, that you don't feel like you're sacrificing, you are much more, you're going to stick to your plan. You're going to see results instead of hopping from fad diet to fad diet. And maybe you'll see quick results at first, but it's not sustainable. And I'm sure we'll talk about that on our podcast here soon. But not only that, but oh my gosh, as a mom, I get fed food constantly. And like, what kind of example are you going to set if you say to your daughter or son, oh, honey, sorry, I can't have that. Like, it breaks my heart. Like whenever, you know, sometimes on prep, I do have to tell her, no, I don't want the rest of your giant delicious bowl of ice cream because it does not fit my macros today. Right, but, right. You know, more than likely I'm able to eat. And, you know, you don't want to tell your kid no a lot, and basically. So, that's basically it. Like, balance as a family, it will help relationships. Like, just everything. Balance is key.
Yeah. And, you know, it comes down to the balancing the foods, but also understanding that you can have a wide variety of life. Really, that's what the way I'm going to describe it. Like, wide variety of life. You can do different things. You can enjoy all parts of life. Because at the end of the day, isn't that what the most important thing? And this is, you know, where I think that a lot of the fitness industry got lost for a very long time. And a lot of people still are in this mode where, you know, oh, it's prep, or it's, you know, I got this serious weight loss goal, or I got this goal or whatever, so I'm going to shut down. You know, I don't talk to my friends anymore. I don't go out to eat. I don't, you know, travel. I specifically don't do these things. If I go anywhere, I'm packing, you know, a bag full of meals so I can pull over in my car and eat at 9:01 in the morning because I have to, because my meal timing. And, you know, like, it becomes this factor of like, okay, yeah, that will produce results. Like I said, everything will produce results. Literally, if you go from doing nothing or change even your pattern in any direction, I mean, any action will elicit a response and a result. But the truth is, how long can you do it? And what's the point? At the end of the day, you know, if you went about your weight loss goal and you became so psycho about every little carb that you ate and every little grain of rice and every little thing that was there that you couldn't enjoy meals with your family, you couldn't go out to restaurants, you couldn't travel, you didn't have friends. I mean, now you're just sitting in your house. You may have lost, you know, your weight or whatever, but you're sitting in your house on your own staring at the next Tupperware that you're going to pull out the fridge and heat up, you know, and reluctantly choke down. I mean, it's not it's sustainable. I mean, for some people that are crazy enough, yeah, you can make it work, but like at the end of the day, you will always turn back on that. And that's why we see with all the diets out there in the world, you know, the compliance rate for a diet, you know, New Year's resolution, great example. I mean, it's August right now. It's not necessarily time to talk about New Year's, but you know what? Every damn day that you decide to make a goal is a new year. And the truth is, 95% of people that go on, you know, this kind of quote unquote New Year's resolution and they set these goals, 95% of people, even if they lose all the weight they wanted to, if they set a weight loss goal, fat loss goal, they're gaining back more than that in the scale of a year, 2-3 years, you know? So in the short term, they lose and they feel great and they're like, wow, I did awesome, awesome. And then they gain it back. And it becomes because there was never that balance factor. It's very easy to shift from extreme to extreme. One day you're eating an entire pizza to yourself alone watching Netflix. The next day you're like, I got to do 6 hours of cardio to burn it off. And you go back and forth, but guess what never happens? You never get any further and you never maintain any result you have. So finding balance is very key. And the crazy thing is on Team Flex, this is what we do with everybody, right? Like we do this with competitors. We do this with people with some of the most extreme fitness goals. We educate, we give them the ability to think and, you know, hey, here's what you need to learn about your favorite foods. Yeah, they're good. You can fit them in, but also understand what they're doing. What, understand how it fits to your goals. Understand your, you know, why your progress looks the way it does. And so all of that becomes so important with macro tracking. And like anybody listening, if you are not familiar with tracking macros at all, just do what Kayleen said her here in the beginning. Just download an app. You know, we like, what do we like, Kayleen? MyFitnessPal. Do you know any other ones?
MyFitnessPal.
Do you know any other ones?
Called Lose It. Is that? Yeah, there's one.
But Jabs out there. I mean, download whatever app, people, and you just start putting your foods in. Don't even worry about macros or calories, you know, today or whatever. Just start putting things in there. Start getting a little bit of education and ideas about where you're actually at with your food and what you're eating and what your goals are and how, you know, maybe what you're doing is not going to get you there. Or maybe it is if you switched it to be the right factor, right? So
what are some, just like, oh, sorry.
No, you go ahead. Interrupt,
but it's like that, you know, proverb. If you give a man a fish, he'll eat for a day. If you teach a man to fish, he'll eat for the rest of his life. It's the same thing with macros. Like, yes, if you give someone a meal plan, yeah, they'll be able to eat, quote unquote, for their goals and while they're paying for you. But like, you know, what happens when that's over and done with? They've got no knowledge about how to eat for the rest of their life. They've just been, you know, eating whatever this coach has fed them. Whereas macros, like I said, you just become woke and you see things like, oh my gosh, like think of like a summer barbecue where the only meats are like hamburgers and hot dogs. It's like, whoa, okay, I'm going to this barbecue. Chances are I need to like carve out a fair amount of fats to to be able to eat the meat, you know? So yeah. I don't know. It's just like, it's life changing.
Yeah, it is. It really is. And that's, you know, obviously what we believe to the fullest degree, or we wouldn't do any of the shit we do. And we definitely wouldn't be doing this damn podcast. Okay, people? So we believe this shit and we practice this shit. And we know that our clients have got great, great results doing this. So many thousands of clients, doing macros with crazy results. And a lot of time, the ones that get the best result are people that have done every diet in the book, right? They've tried every little thing that they could possibly do, every type of keto, paleo, you know, Mediterranean, whatever kind. There's a billion different diets that people say they do and never find results. And then, you know what? We do the simplest thing, which says, hey, you know what? Actually still eat whatever you want. Just figure out how to fit it into these goals and enjoy your life. And then, wow. Results happen. You know, weight loss happens. Fat loss happens. Muscle building happens. I've had people, there was a guy I trained once, and I can't really remember his name now. It's been a long time, but he came to me online coaching very early on when I was starting this thing out. And he had told me literally he's been trying to lose this 30 pounds that he had for 15 years. Literally. He says, hey, man, I've been trying to lose this same amount of weight now for 15 years, this 30 pounds, I can't get it down. I've tried every diet in the book. I've paid for, you know, these crazy diet coaches that charge them like $6,000-$7,000 to teach them all kinds of things and take them through a whole educational process. And he said, I can't do it. This is the last ditch. I saw something you posted on the internet about doing, you know, flexible dieting macros, and you're the last chance I got. Literally word for word what he said. And I was like, cool, man, we're going to get it. Don't worry, buddy. And then he lost like 45 pounds in, you know, 6 months, something crazy like that. Changed his whole life, and he never gained it back because he learned how to actually, you know, track and pay attention and be on point. So, Kaylee, maybe do you have any client in mind or any clients you've worked with that you have seen this type of stuff with? You don't have to name names or anything, but anybody you've seen, you know, get results coming off of these diets that are, you know, more restrictive or maybe meal plans or whatever, coming to macros, and what are they experiencing?
I have a dear, dear, dear friend that, if she's listening, we'll see. Anyway, I love her to death, but sometimes I would just want to strangle her because we've been friends for like 11 years and, you know, all throughout her life, she's actually, not to pass the blame on anybody, but she's the one who introduced me to this girl with the meal plan thing or whatever way back in the day. So this is like, you know, 10 years ago. So I'm going to blame her. Bless you.
Shots fired.
So anyway, so, you know, she had been wanting to lose weight and, you know, we started on that meal plan, and then even before that, she was like on the HCG diet, which, like, I'm sure you're familiar with. For those that aren't, it is this crazy diet where you literally eat 500 calories a day, and she would be able to eat like 3 strawberries and like 2 ounces of chicken or something ridiculous, and you would get like shots. And so, like, she did that when she's done keto. Of course, all these diets, she lose all this weight, and then what happened the second she got off the diet? She gained them all back. Wow. So she did HCGs, she did keto. I mean, even within like the last 2 years, and granted, bless you if you're listening to this, I love you, friend of mine. But she knows now that I'm coaching and doing diet and nutrition, and all this time I was like, hey, you should really do macros. And she'd try for a little bit, and then she'd just get sucked into whatever. She sent me a very well-known multi-level marketing picture of supplements, and she's like, oh, these are $300. Should I do this? And I'm like, no, you shouldn't do that. And what do you think she did? Bless her. Love you again. But no, she went and bought the damn supplements, and guess what? That didn't work either. But so within the past, I'd say 6 months, she finally listened to me and is tracking her macros. And would you believe she's down 20 pounds? And right. This will be lifetime down 20 pounds. Like, it's not coming back this time because she's learning, she's getting great. And because, you know, she's not on some crash diet that leaves her with no energy, she's able to work out at the gym too. So she's killing her lifts. Like, I'm just like so proud of this friend now. And like every day I tell her, like, keep it up. She gives me little updates every day. And you know, she also comes from a family kind of like the opposite, where also the family's like on these crazy crash diets and different crazy diets. And I'm just like, stop listening to them and just do what I'm telling you to do, please. So good news now, she's down 20 pounds. She wants to lose another 5 by her vacation. And I said, keep doing what you're doing and you're going to do it because it's sustainable. And she doesn't feel like she's missing out on anything. This is by far the longest she's stayed on track with any diet like that I've known in the last like 11 years. So it's good stuff.
Yeah. And it becomes the point where it's, like I said earlier, a lifestyle. Because when you have a lifestyle, that means that you can maintain it. That is what you do every day. And it's not a weird thing. It's not a hard thing. It's, you know, okay, if you have goals in life, which we all do, and if some of them are fitness for whatever reasons, whether it's aesthetics, whether it's health, whether it's whatever reason you have a fitness goal for, you need to be able to fit these things into your life. You can't just go, you know, oh, I went to the gym one day this week and that's good. You also can't eat a salad once and say you're going to lose weight. You can't, you know, do all the polar opposites of things and not put effort into places. So the best thing that you could ever do as anybody with any goal is find a way to take one step a day, right? You know, you take one step a day. And for a lot of people, that's tracking the macro, right? That's their one step a day for their nutrition. Track that. Okay, check the box. Now go to the gym. Check the box. Okay, good. Now you're done. Now you go do your other things. You go hang out with your family. You go to work. You know, you do whatever it is you do with the rest of your life. And you have these all these different areas that you want to touch on and you want to make progress on. And when you figure out systems for each one, that enables you to do it. If you don't do that kind of stuff with your nutrition, you know, really what happens is you're just bouncing back and forth. You're like a what are those things called? Dang.
Pendulum?
Can't remember.
Pendulum?
No, what's that pinball machine, right?
Pinball.
Is that, yeah, you're like a pinball just bouncing back and forth. You never know when you're going to win or you're going to lose, you know? Oh, you might be like, wow, I ate chicken breast for 3 days, and that's the only thing I ate, and I feel great because I think that I lost weight on the scale. But in reality, 3 days later, you know you're going to Taco Bell late night, and you're going to eat 6,000 calories back, you know? That's not going to help you. So the truth is, when you build these systems and you stop doing the, you know, the guesswork, really, you have this idea of what can be done, what needs to be done, and how you can implement it into your life. Now you become ultimately powerful. You get into a spot where, you know, you have unlimited potential to go wherever you want. And every step that you take means you learned more, means you got further, means you're closer either way. And it's not about metrics on scales or measurements or anything. You know, improving, going from, okay, I never even knew what a macro was. I never knew what a carb was, a protein, any of that, really. I mean, I hear about it on the news or something or in magazines, but I don't know what it is. And then you understand things. I mean, that's power. That's going to take you further. That's going to get you where you want to be. And when you get there, then you're there. You stay there. You can maintain that. You can continue to improve that, and you can continue to get better. So really a lot of different things to do with macros, and that's why we preach this balance and we preach this flexibility. I mean, and again, let me tell you, people out here, I mean, we're talking about this podcast mainly for the everyday kind of person with these goals that, you know, they just want to fit these things in their lifestyle. But we do this exact type of practice with some of the most, you know, extreme athletes in the world. Like, we do this with bodybuilders. We do this with performance athletes. We do this with people in all walks of life that has very, very rigid and strict kind of goals. And I mean, it's totally possible to do, especially as the average everyday person. So we've been chatting a lot here, Kayleen. Let's talk about a few hacks, you know, for people to get started today, because I think, you know, the goal should be now. If you're out there, let's talk about a hack for somebody beginning. They've never tracked a macro. How can they start that today, and, you know, what to focus on? And then also let's talk for maybe some of our more veteran listeners. Let's give them a hack for the day, you know, that they can take here and apply to their life. So let's do some hacks.
Okay, so for the beginner, the best hack I would say is to go to the Team Flex Instagram, and you have this beautiful Venn diagram. It's one of my favorite graphics that you have, but like the Venn diagram of all the different macros and where they overlap. And that is, like, I think if there's one graphic that you can look at for the rest of your life for like your macros, that's it. You know which one I'm talking about, right? You have rectangles.
Yeah.
Like,
yep,
I wish.
Yep.
So like, cause like one of my biggest pet peeves is when somebody like throws peanut butter on something and they're like, oh, it's protein. And I'm just like, that is a huge pet peeve of mine, because one, you're probably not measuring that peanut butter, which, you know, nobody before tracking macros measures peanut butter. Let's be real. Like, you weigh it out, right? If you're doing properly, you weigh it out on scale, but we'll talk about all that jazz later. But yes, like, look at that. And that is like the best visual as far as like what macros are what, because like you said earlier, there is a lot of overlap. So then as you're starting out getting stuck and you're like, oh crap, like I'm at the end of the day and all I have left is like protein, what should I eat? You can look at this little Venn diagram and be like, okay, like here are some good choices for me to get to my target. But of course, the ultimate hack is planning ahead, as we talked about, skipping to the next day, putting all your info in for the day. So that way, regardless whether you're going to a barbecue or out to dinner or not, if you are having trouble sticking to your macros, that will 100% lead you to success. Like, take the 5-10 minutes it takes and just pre-plan your food in the tracking app. And then more than likely, you'll go right to the fridge and get your lunch packed for the next day and your day set. And you will not fail from your goals if you've got the foods that you need right then and there. So that would, I would say, be my newbie hack.
Yeah, perfect.
For my experienced veterans out there.
Where are macro vets at? Come on now, macro vets.
Yes, those that have been tracking for a while. Gosh, there's like, honestly, I've been doing this for so long. I try to think of like, what, I don't know. I feel like there are these things called magic noodles. I think they're called magic noodles.
Yeah,
like
we're about to go to the same point. Yep, I was just thinking this in my head for a veteran.
Okay, so I have, like, going back to my childhood, a hack and cheese recipe. I call it hack and cheese because it's, like, not real mac and cheese, but I tell you what, on a diet, it does the job. So this is what, it's very low calorie everything. So basically, I buy these magic noodles, which I feel like if you buy them from experience, you either love them or you hate them. For me, it does the job. But yeah, it might not be for everybody. But this whole entire bag of noodles is 5 grams of carbs. It's like some weird like potato root or something. But anyway, very noodle shaped, weird texture-ish, but like it jives with me. So anyway, cook the noodles. You get one little wedge of Laughing Cow light cheese. So you have to pre-plan a bit, get your cheese. There's also one other ingredient that you buy off of the internet. It's like a cheese powder, basically. It's like Hoosier Farms cheese powder. Mm-hmm. And you do one serving of that, the Laughing Cow cheese, while the noodles are hot, and you mix it together. And I swear to God, it's like the best thing ever. So yeah, this is one of my prep go-tos when I'm just like really craving mac and cheese. Like maybe Brad and my daughter are having like mac and cheese for Friday night dinner. And like, if I feel like I'm missing out, then you know what? I'll go and make my hack and cheese and I am just as satisfied. And so I'd say that is one of my favorite recipes to give to some of my clients who are looking to like jazz up. You can also sub out with spaghetti squash too, if like the, or zucchini noodles. I am team spaghetti squash over zucchini noodles personally though, because zucchini noodles just get too soggy for me. So I'll either do the magic noodles or spaghetti squash.
Yeah, and that's awesome. That's a great. I didn't even know we were going to get a full recipe going over here. That's pretty exciting for anybody listening.
Like a little recipe of the week. Woo.
Yeah, I was going to say, but I mean, it's right along the lines what I was going to say for a veteran tip, which would be like, you know, as you get better about your macros out there, people, as you get better, you vets you and you know what you're doing and you know what kind of food choices and things. Start hacking them more. Start finding, you know, these kind of noodles that Kayleen's talking about. Start finding these different little, you know, proteins or whatever that are maybe a little bit better on the fat side. You know, start hacking your food systems to better fit your macros so that you got more room, you know, for maybe more foods. Or, you know, extra flexibility. That's where I was going. Yes. Extra flexibility, you know, yes. Like, okay, because if you can figure out how to do what she just said and you get these noodles and make this mac and cheese that's, you know, got five carbs versus 55, you know, hey, maybe that's a slice of pizza at the end of the day. Or maybe it's a taco. Maybe it's your favorite dessert, you know, at the end of the night. Maybe it's a glass of wine or something like that, right?
Exactly.
You can fit these things in there. So you vets out there, I'm challenging you. You know, we're challenging you to go hack your foods a little bit this week. Take a look at your choices and be like, you know what? Actually, it looks like this kind of bread that I'm eating has a lot of carbs versus maybe I can find another option. Or this tortilla has, you know, these things. So I'd say that's the challenge I got for you. Hack away at your food choices and see where you can earn yourself some more macros that you can use for more fun.
Ooh, I just had an idea. What if we like have like, you know, depending on who's listening or whatever, you can email your little recipes and be featured at the end of each podcast. What do you think about that?
That's a cool idea. I like it. Tell people where to email us.
Okay. You can email at C-A-I-L-E-E-N at teamfflex.com. Email me your recipe. I will shout you out in the next episode.
Yeah.
If it's a good one, I'll try it out. Just kidding. I'll shout you out regardless.
She'll try it first. We'll just make that the rule. We'll make that the rule as the podcast. You got to eat whatever recipes get sent in, and then we feature them on here.
Please, right? No fish. Oh, that's the other thing. I'm a bikini competitor that eats zero fish.
Yeah, see? And that's the other thing about macros. You get to make your own choices, people. So, yeah, send us your recipes in. That's exciting. We'll make Kayleen eat them, and we'll see how they go. And then we'll put a couple of them on here. Yeah, we'll put a couple on here. That'd be fun. But otherwise, yeah, hopefully everybody out there today got something out of this. Kayleen, do we have anything else we want to touch on for this first episode? Are we feeling pretty good here?
I think we're feeling pretty good here. I would just like to note that I'm wearing Minnie Mouse ears, and it's really entertaining. I posted it to my story if you watch this, but it won't be around for a while. But yeah, I'm wearing Minnie Mouse ears. I come more prepared next time. And I was thinking about, should I tell my little mom joke to close it out?
Yeah, go for it. Yeah, this joke's great, everybody.
Okay, so, and I'm gonna try to, because mom jokes, they're not exclusive to dad jokes, and they're the best. But we do have lots of mom and dad jokes that I will share with you, because, like, they just happen. Like, I don't know what happens when you become a parent, but, like, all of a sudden you get so punny. So, anyway, my daughter.
Is that a pun right there, too?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it is. I don't know. So, each night we lay down with her. We only have one kid because she didn't sleep forever, and I'm good with one forever and ever and ever. So we can give her our undivided attention. So both of us just lay in bed each night, and my kid loves hearing stories about our childhoods and, you know, our youth and stuff. So, you know, we lay down, and the first thing she says is, "Tell me a story," or "Will you please tell me a story," is what we're trying to get her to say. And so we kind of alternate, you know, we cashed out of all the good ones like early on. And so now it's like, we're just scrambling for stories here. So Brad took the lead this night, and he says, "Oh, you know, when I was younger, I used to go hiking on this waterfall," or it was like a river or whatever, "with this family." And he said, they found this waterfall, and in the waterfall, they found this backpack, which had a Leatherman knife in it. And he was like, it was a really cool knife. We had to kind of explain what a Leatherman is. For those of you that don't know what a Leatherman is, like, it's like this crazy multi-tool. My husband was a former Boy Scout, so, like, that was, like, the best thing. Like, a screw finding gold in a waterfall, you found a Leatherman. Like, that was the best day of your life. And granted, this is back when we were, like, in high school. So, like, a Leatherman was, like, $100. And that's a lot of money when you're in high school. So, anyway, found this knife and, you know, it was his favorite knife, blah, blah, blah. Well, also in high school right in high school, he had a Jeep Wrangler with a soft top. And, you know, a couple years later, he is telling the story also that his Jeep got broken into. And one of the things that they stole was this Leatherman knife. And, you know, my dog has this Leatherman knife. And, you know, my daughter is like a deep, they stole your knife. And I'm like, you know what? Kid, it's okay. It's the circle of knife. And then, like, we both just started dying laughing. And if you don't get that, you haven't seen The Lion King. And I don't believe that you haven't seen The Lion King. But anyway, like, it was just a really good joke. So
that's hilarious.
I'm gonna close that joke.
Well, so wait, can we guarantee more jokes coming from you for future episodes or what?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. They'll be coming. It's like a daily encounter in this house. But they won't, I will say, they won't probably just come from me, because Brad is just as punny. So I'll throw some of his in too. Because,
yeah, let's,
you know,
get it.
Sometimes they're really good too.
Get them in here. That's awesome. All right. Well, that's a great way to wrap this up. So remember, everybody listening, follow this thing, pay attention to it, send us your recipes, get ready for more of Kayleen's jokes, and a lot more knowledge coming in future episodes. You know, I hope that you all got some good gems out of here today. But like we said, we're going to dive more into very specific topics in future episodes, and we'll definitely get more of these out here. It's going to be very exciting. So Kayleen, send us out of here. Send us off.
Follow me on Instagram. My name is Kayleen. Oh, I'll end on that. Is a little fact there. My real name is spelled E-E-N. There's some confusion there. Kayleen with E-A-N was given to me as a nickname from the Games Master himself,
That's right.
Ryan Milton. So that clears up any discrepancies there. So Kayleen_TeamFFLEX. Could I make my handle any more confusing? There we go.
No, yeah. Also, just follow Team Flex and you can find her. It's a lot easier. Less typing. Yes. But yeah, follow us and you guys help us out. If you get anything out of this, share it out for us, okay? Take a quick screenshot, put it on there. If you're still here after 55 minutes or 50 minutes or whatever this has been going on, and you haven't put this out there yet, come on, now you're just hurting our feelings, all right? We'll be back with another episode. We appreciate you guys listening. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.